Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Nice day out there. It is me, Isaac.
Sada.
Big Sook is not over there.
Oh, dude.
He is on vacation. Schultzy is here. Being what? All Schultzy.
Yeah, I hope that's a good thing.
Watching his Mariners.
I was just telling Luke it's nice not to have to live and die with every single pitch.
Yeah.
With this 7-run lead. And dude. Luke's like, dude, you were dying from, like, the first inning. So that's just you. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
No, but there is a different feel. Look, they're about to go up 2-0, having won both games in Toronto.
That nobody predicted that they would be able to do that. And such a tired pitching staff coming in. I think people had questions about how long Bryce Miller was going to be able to go yesterday. They have just answered the call in every way.
Schultzy, the point is that your fan, you watching the games moving forward will get easier because they're up 2-0. You know they're up 2-0. Look, you're still into it. It's intense.
Yeah.
But the team that goes up 2-0 winning the first two games on the road wins 89% of the time.
Oh, I love that
stat. Dude, you're on easy street here. And listen, you never take anything for granted. Let's keep the focus. Keep the headband going. We'll have another headband tomorrow. Let's stay intense, but at the same time, it's not going to be quite as gripping moving forward because, you know, you've got a little slack on that rope.
Man, yeah, three games back in Seattle, too.
Woo! Yes.
That's pretty sexy.
And by the way, Toronto sucks. What is this? What an indictment on the Yankees. This team's terrible.
Yeah, I don't want to go as far as you because I don't want to curse the baseball gods and then have them take an S on me, but I do believe, Rob, that you are onto something.
Dude,
that,
they're dead in the water, too. They're toast.
Well, I think those fans know.
They should forfeit.
Don't you think? You know what? Just give it to the Mariners. Guys, we know that you've never been here before. Please.
Mercy.
Please. Yeah.
Mercy. Right. All right. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is you got to feel good about the Mariners because their pitching is so good and deep that it's like, okay, how are the Blue Jays going to come back? They're going to beat freaking Luis Castillo? Maybe. Okay. Well, then are you also going to beat George Kirby? And then, oh, by the way, Brian Woo's back? Like, dude, you ain't coming back from a 2-0 deficit with three of the next five on the road against that pitching staff. You ain't doing it.
Well, and who are you going to throw, you know, out of your bullpen against the Mariners hitters? What, more Flew-hardy, you know?
Like, those guys suck.
Exactly. Like Dominguez, who is their best reliever without Yimi Garcia, who's on the IL. Like, they don't have the horses. They just don't.
Having a little fun. Man, sports is so fun. What a great sports weekend and great sports week. It's just, there's a lot going on. We talked a lot about the Ducks and Hoosiers. And, of course, Duck fan got me all fired up now because, you know, Schultzy's also a Duck fan and he's being all weird.
I'm a honk.
They got beat by a better team. They did. Indiana is better than you this year. That's hard to come to grips with, but let's not look for any bigger meanings. So we're going to move on from that game, although I will talk more about it tomorrow. I have several other things in the notes that we'll get to tomorrow. But I'd like to get to now the firing of James Franklin, which I was told by my esteemed co-host would never happen because James Franklin had such a big buyout. Well, it happened. Penn State fired his ass. Trent Bray has also been fired by Oregon State. So that marks the second and third coaches who have lost to Oregon this year who have been fired. And there is a fourth coming if he makes it that long, which I don't know that he will. But if Luke Fickell comes here when Wisconsin arrives on the 25th and Oregon beats Wisconsin like they should, you might get four coaches in Oregon's wake.
Need a coach killer t-shirt at that point.
Yeah, except that Lanning just got killed by the real coach killer.
Yeah.
Kurt Cignetti. Google him, bitch. Dude, what a performance by Indiana and Cignetti. And listen, I got to start on the James Franklin topic. Unfortunately, it goes right back to Cignetti. Because did Penn State buy out James Franklin with eyes on Kurt Cignetti? You guys got to know, Cignetti is a Pennsylvania guy. He was born there. His brother coaches at IUPUI or whatever it is. He coached at IUPUI. I don't know about his family ties at this stage of the game, but listen, I have to wonder if Penn State would have made this move right now if Cignetti wasn't the hot name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a lot, you know, because when you find James Franklin has done a good job at Penn State. He has. It has not been a good year. Obviously, I think the two losses to UCLA and Northwestern are two of the more stunning back-to-back losses we've seen in years. Did not see that coming. Incredible. So I'm not arguing whether he should or shouldn't have been fired. But oftentimes when you have a coach, you got to be real careful, particularly with a huge buyout. What do they owe him, like $80 million or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. When you have that kind of money on the line, you better be real careful firing him, and you better have a plan when you do fire him. And perhaps if Kurt Cignetti is not out there, maybe they stick with James Franklin a little bit longer. But the fact that Cignetti just goes to Oregon and wins, Pennsylvania guy, maybe you're looking at this, maybe you've already sniffed around Cignetti, and you're looking at this going, hey, there's going to be a lot of competition. Florida's going to want him, may fire Napier soon. You know, there are plenty of other openings. You know, perhaps Auburn has an opening soon. You know, we got to get on this, and perhaps that maybe led to the firing of James Frank. I don't know. But I was wondering, you know, with schools hemorrhaging money right now in the NIL era, and now you have the settlement where they're going to have they're paying players. They got to come up with that money. I was really curious to see if, you know, some of these schools would still pay these huge buyouts and fire their coaches. And dude, the answer is a resounding yes, they will. They just did. And some schools can't. I mean, Trent Bray's buyout's like $4 million. You had to make that move. Luke Fickell, I think they're saying, is somewhere in the $25 million range.
But Wisconsin's donors have that in the coffers. For
well,
sure.
It's always there, you know, and they've always come up with it in the past. They always bitch about it, but they come up with it.
Yeah.
I just think that the landscape has changed a little bit where there is a lot of money. Like, the revenues have not, at least yet, they have not increased to the level of some of these expenses. It will, as college football gets its act together here, and they'll capitalize on a lot more revenue streams. And I think these schools will, in the end, make so much more money. And I think I honestly think there's going to be a day we will look back on the fact that schools only have to pay, what is it, like $20 million per year to their athletes?
Yeah.
I think we will look back at that and go, God, what a steal of a deal for the schools.
Right.
But right now, the revenues aren't quite at that level. You've got to wait for new TV contracts and other revenue streams that they're going to tap into, change their format, make a lot more money. All that aside, I was wondering if maybe there's just, and Suk was saying it all last week, it's like they're not going to fire James Franklin. It's too big of a buyout. Well, they fired James Franklin. It wasn't too big of a buyout. And that was one of the bigger buyouts we've seen. So I guess my question is where is the course correct? And it might be 80s just stop giving out these god contracts with giant buyouts to coaches. I mean, the first one, well, it wasn't the first one, but one of the big ones, high-profile ones, was Jimbo Fisher down at Texas A&M. It was like, was it $10 million a year or something?
Yeah, like 10
for
to
10 11. Years.
Yeah, it was like over $100 million.
All guaranteed. And it's like they bought him out. They just had to pay him to go away. So, I think the loyalty era is over. You know, I think this idea that the coach means everything and we have to pay him everything that he wants to get him here, I think you're going to see shorter-term deals with coaches and you're going to see more upfront money with coaches. I think that's going to be the new thing is, hey, well, we're going to pay you a butt ton, but it's going to be all up front. Your wife's going to be happy. You're going to live the life, man. But you are not going to have these huge buyouts on the back end and you're not going to have all these years that we're going to have to pay you to not work. I feel like that's the logical way this changes, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe these coaching contracts just keep getting worse. But these deals, I mean, I've never seen a coach fall faster than James Franklin. Have you?
Not in my recent memory. Three games. I mean, we were literally just talking about Penn State as one of the qualifiers most likely for the college football playoff, and almost assuming that James Franklin could win that big game.
So they were a preseason favorite to win it all. They were a semifinal team last year. Just 2 weeks ago, they're number three in the nation. It's the most stunning fall I've ever seen. It's really amazing. They are 0-2 as 20-point favorites. The rest of college football this year, 67-0 as 20-point favorites. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this. You probably didn't because Penn State was playing Northwestern, so who cares? But Drew Aller is now done for the season. He got hurt. He's out. His career is over. And boy, what a bad way to go out for Drew Aller. I thought for sure after the Oregon loss and Aller throwing that interception, I thought for sure there would be another chapter in the Drew Aller story, and it may be a good one down the road, playoff or in the Big Ten title game or something. I don't know. Somewhere. Maybe over Ohio State or something. It's not going to happen, dude. It's over. He's out. So this, what has happened at Penn State is just, dude, it's wild.
Well, you wonder, did he lose the locker room? Are they looking at just these pre-performances? The AD said that it's been, you know, not just this season, but like the data overall. And frankly, Franklin getting into those big games and losing so often isn't something that, you know, a program of this level can sustain to their donors year after year. Like, if you can't win the big game, that's one thing. But then if you go on a mountain slide downward after that, I think it's obvious that you've got more problems than winning the big game.
No, it's true. Like, we don't really know what's going on, but I really have to think that Cignetti has something to do with this.
Okay.
Because like I said, if Cignetti, you may not have heard me, you were probably watching your Mariners.
No, I heard you.
If Cignetti is not out there as the guy, and so many ties to Pennsylvania, like that just makes total sense, Cignetti to Penn State. If he's not out there, do they make this move now? I don't know. I just have to think it might be tied to that.
What about Matt Rhule, though? Because I know he's been tossed around as...
Well, wouldn't you rather have Cignetti over Matt Rhule? Of course you would.
Of course you. And I personally think all of the Matt Rhule news bits are all from Rhule's agency themselves, like just trying to put it out there. But it does seem like we're at this point, if you want to make a decision now, you like either Cignetti or the group of coaches that's going to be available, like a John Summerall, you know, a Brent Key, a Manny Diaz. I'm not saying they're the best options,
this
but
is why I think
they like them.
Well, this is my point. This is why I think if Cignetti, if you don't know that Cignetti could be had, aren't you sticking with Franklin over the idea of Matt Rhule or Bill O'Brien or Manny Diaz? I think you are.
If you've lost the locker room, I don't think so, Rob.
We don't know that.
You're right.
Although they have had two really bad losses in a row. I don't know.
I mean, Northwestern, man. I get it. They lost Drew Allard, but freaking Northwestern and that cracker box. If I were Penn State's AD, I would be having a few drinks and taking a long look in the mirror and be like, is this the direction that we want to continue to go?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if there's any way Indiana can keep Cignetti from Penn State. I don't know. I don't see it. And listen, it may have already started. And this raises another question, which we should come back and talk about. And that is, if Penn State is sniffing around Cignetti and his agent already, which I'm sure they're talking, or at least gauging interest. And that's, again, just to be clear, that's not with Cignetti himself. He's focused on his team, but he has an agent. You know that AD and the agent will be speaking.
Yeah.
What does that, if it gets down the road a little bit and there's interest, what happens to Indiana on the football field this year? We've talked about this a million times. Let's come back and talk more about that when we return on 105.1 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it sure is. We're talking about James Franklin. He was fired by Penn State. I have to think, and again, I'm just a conspiracy theorist here, but I have to think they got their eyes on Kurt Cignetti, who's a Pennsylvania guy, and I just wonder what... We've seen this before. You know, we saw it with Cristobal when he was negotiating with Miami. His performance at Oregon fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, it's something to keep an eye on. If Cignetti's agent gets down the road with Penn State and they try to get this thing wrapped up for next year... What happens to Indiana on the field? I don't know. It's just a cockamamie theory. It's unprovable. But I think there's enough anecdotal evidence out there that we've seen over the years where coaches maybe have one foot out the door to other programs. Their teams go on a slide. Will that happen with Indiana? Is Penn State even sniffing around Cignetti? What are they thinking? I don't know. But, you know, look, this is going to be a huge coaching carousel year. I mean, dude, we already have, so already open, Penn State, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, UCLA, Virginia Tech, and Arkansas. Dude, we're in week seven
or eight.
Seven
yeah.
or eight? have we ever seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 openings? And all of those are Power Four with the exception of one?
Yeah, for the prominent number of programs, I have a hard time remembering. But the,
by this week is, 8?
This is also, I think, because of the NIL world that we now live in. It's just, it's a different way of doing business, you know?
Coaches aren't getting that long anymore.
You used to get, you know.
It's more NFL style. It's like, you get a year, you're out.
Yep, yeah, you got 4 years, a whole recruiting class now. Yep. Yeah, bye-bye.
That's right. So potential openings, Florida, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. probably going to get both of those soon.
God, yeah, we're almost at double digits already, yes. man.
And you also may get Florida State.
Yeah.
You may get Kentucky. You may get Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
You will almost certainly get North Carolina. And you may even get Auburn.
Did you name UCLA or not?
Yeah, UCLA, they already fired their coach.
Yeah, they already fired. So it's like they're in this too. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Dude, it's nuts. So Cignetti, I don't know if Indiana can hold on to Cignetti. Maybe Cignetti's one of those guys who just is like, nope, this is the team that gave the school that gave me my shot. I'll stay here. I like it here. My family likes it here. I just, the Pennsylvania ties would worry me if I'm an Indiana fan. But he's the 18th highest paid coach in college football. He makes $8.3 million this year at Indiana.
You know, so, Rob, the way that we've been talking about Cignetti, he's a family man. Maybe it's taken him a bit longer to, you know, get to the top of the coaching hierarchy in football. Is the kind of person that he is maybe going to prevent him, because Indiana's having such a good season, because they still do, you know, have a chance at the college football playoff, winning it all. Like, is that going to maybe tell or make him tell his agent or tell anybody interested, like, guys, let me finish the season because I really do feel like I've got something going here, you know? Or is it,
oh,
more
no, he'll
important
finish
to him
this.
To go make a career jump? I just don't know.
No, he'll finish the season.
Okay.
But behind the scene, listen, these
so he
are,
wouldn't jump week 7.
No. I hope I'm clear enough that I'm not saying that
you're
Kurt
not
Cignetti
saying, no.
is the Penn State coach in 3 weeks. That doesn't happen. What ends up happening is Penn State needs to get its ducks in a row. They need to beat Florida, Wisconsin, some of these other schools to the punch. If they have their eyes on Cignetti, those conversations have already begun.
Yeah.
Now, they're not with Cignetti. Kurt Cignetti's got his eye on the ball. He has an agent. And what ends up happening is if Penn State and the agent get further and further down the road, yes, the conversation does end up at the dinner table of Kurt Cignetti, and he is talking to his wife about what this may look like next year. He is talking to his kids about, do we want to make this move? So, and it can be distracting. That's what I'm saying. And it wouldn't, nothing would happen until Indiana is done with the season and, you know, out of the playoff or whatever ends up happening with their season. But those things do get started much earlier than I think a lot of people know. It's just that I would imagine if he's a good agent, he keeps it off Cignetti's radar until it gets to the point where it's like, okay, Penn State kind of needs to know what it's doing here. What do you think? You know, that type of thing behind the scenes. So,
I remember Cristobal, you know, Willie Taggart, just because I'm a Duck fan, I do remember this a little bit just more vividly, that this was kind of the time where we started to see the actual tank. And then what, another 2 weeks after this is when we started to see the reports, or part of the season anyways, that, oh, Mario Cristobal might be a choice for Miami. So,
hey, here's another one somebody brought up on the text line. Kalen DeBoer leaving Washington.
Yeah.
You know?
That was off season though, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But somebody texted in, they said, behind the scenes, the early departure talk is probably what killed UW's national title chances 3 years ago. I mean, you know.
Well, and DeBoer has an agent, too. I guess that's kind of.
Well, they all do.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, I feel like Cignetti, and the way that we've framed him in today's show, is just that he's a little bit more of a moral person than maybe other head coaches around.
I don't know about that.
No, you don't
dude.
Think that? Okay, no. All right.
I mean, I'm sure he's a good guy, but I don't know how you could say that. You don't know that.
Well, he's 64. Is he still, that's it?
Well,
what is his mindset?
Well, is it Mike Riley? Remember when Mike Riley went to Nebraska?
Yeah.
It was that mindset. It was like, look, he even said, and he's as honest as they come. He told us, he's like, dude, this, he didn't say dude, by the way. He didn't call us dude.
I kind of wish he did, damn.
He said, this, it's my shot. Like, it's my last chance. Like, I will not have an opportunity to do this ever again. I'm getting older. I need to go and see what I can do at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And maybe that's Cignetti at his age. If Penn State is interested in him, he is from Pennsylvania. He has ties all over that state. Maybe it's like, man, this is the one job where I gotta try it. I'm 64. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear you. This is a very fascinating situation, especially because
it is.
Just the firing. It's like, this was not expected.
That's right. And it's also a fascinating situation because he's got Indiana absolutely cooking. And so the disruptive nature of all this stuff, can he let it, if it's there, not seep into the program? Because you know he's going to be asked about it. So Franklin's next job odds, do you care to guess the school where they are? They have put 2-to-1 odds on where James Franklin will coach next.
Oh, God, I can't remember his career.
It's not Oregon State. Well,
that's actually good.
I want to talk about them, too.
Okay, what, like Arkansas? Are they going to take a
shot? Yeah, Arkansas, there you go.
I was wondering. I'm like
2-to-1.
There we go, baby.
The other one is, second is Vanderbilt at 4-to-1.
Okay, see, that makes sense as well.
Well, he coached there before.
Exactly.
And I think probably the thought is that coach will get yanked. Yeah. No, not turfed. Vanderbilt's really good.
Sorry, yeah, not Vandy. Thank you.
He'll get another job, and then maybe James Franklin can go back there. Also, Nebraska 5-to-1, UCLA 7-to-1. You're UCLA. You hired James Franklin. I don't think you can afford him.
I think they're going Jonathan Smith. That's my take on that one. But
UCLA?
Yeah, because Michigan State's it's there. You talk about conversations happening. I wonder if Jonathan Smith is already talking about going back to the West Coast. I would not be surprised.
Well, should Beaver fans root for Jonathan Smith to flame out at Michigan State? I mean, I guess with UCLA out there, too, I didn't even thought about that.
Would he take a job back at Oregon State? Probably not.
Well, if he didn't, it depends on his other opportunities.
Yeah. Would you have him back as Beaver fan?
Oh, I think I would if I'm a Beaver fan.
Yeah, I don't care. It's like the girlfriend that's really, really hot that, you know, leaves you, but God, she's just a 12. Yeah, she's amazing sexually. It's like everything. I will put up with whatever you are throwing out there to have you in my life. I think that's Beaver fan with Jonathan Smith.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think he would be a good stabilizing force for Oregon State, but you're right. Maybe UCLA, because being from L.A., isn't he from L.A.?
Yes, and that was, I remember all the jokes about like when he took the Michigan State job. I should have waited a month there, bud.
Yeah, he's a good fit there. If he's still at Michigan State.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. What's the score?
Oh, it's over, baby. It's over.
Well, it was already over. What's the score?
10-3, the final. Mariners
win. Oh, it's over.
No, it's over. That's why. That is why I chime in. Yeah.
Look at that. The Mariners up 2-0 in the ALCS.
Let's go.
Oh, and Jaden Daniels just threw a pick on the goal line, and it might be a pick six. No, it is not a pick six. Bears up 3-0. God, I love sports, man.
Dude. Equinox time.
So fun.
Nothing like it.
Neanderthal.
We're in the middle of, 49 straight days of football for the next, 3.5 more weeks, four weeks.
Yes, I have one guy. So I know a lot of people are throwing out, who should Oregon State hire? I think there's a guy, and listen, I am not on the inside. I know nothing about anything. You guys know that. I'm an idiot. However, I do think there is one guy that Oregon State, at least in my mind, that Oregon State should target. And I want to tell you who that is when we get back, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All
right. And a couple of other questions we've asked today, I just want to repeat from hour one, if you missed hour one. Was that the worst performance of the Dan Lanning era at Oregon? A lot of people disagreeing on that. They think it was that second half against Oregon State, or perhaps even the Ohio State game at the Rose Bowl. And would you want another crack at those bros from Indiana? That team's awful good. So text the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We'll get some of your texts coming up as well. On 105.1 The Fan, here is...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guilty. It is over. Mariners up 2-0 on the Jays in the ALCS. Who'd have thought?
Is that a true statement? Like, am I dreaming? That's really happening.
You are not dreaming.
Oh, my God.
Tell you what, man. They've got a Team of Destiny kind of feel.
It really, I don't want to say that just because I sound like a homer bias MF-er, but yes, I look at this lineup from 1-9, the moves that DePoto made at the trade deadline to bring guys in to actually protect Cal and Julio in the lineup, the pitching staff kind of gelling through injuries and a lot of crap this year, up and down season. Yeah, I love the way you describe it. A feeling of destiny.
They do.
And 2 games away from somewhere that this franchise has never been before. Like, oh, man. My God.
Calm down, Schultzy.
Okay, I will try.
All right. Let's keep a level head about this.
Sports boner is hard, though. It's crazy.
Whoa. It ain't over till it's over, man.
Oh, no.
Keep your focus, okay?
All right, baby.
Keep that focus.
All right.
All right, well, we're watching a couple Monday night games. The Bills are down 21-7.
Getting their ass whooped.
To the Falcons. You know, I was just thinking watching that game, I'm like, when's the last time Atlanta had a big Monday night game like this?
Yeah, when's the last time Atlanta was on Monday night football? Like,
yeah. You know?
did we get a preview of Kirk Cousins, or was it the Matt Ryan days?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, we could probably look it up.
I'll go look it up, yeah.
But, you know, they look good. And then the Bears already got a pick of Jaden Daniels, and they were about to, let's see if they kick this 48-yard field goal, and he made it. So it's 6-0 Bears over Commies.
There you go.
In Washington. Bears look pretty good. Bears offense looks pretty good. Looks a lot better under Ben Johnson. So we were talking about Oregon State. They fired Trent Bray. His buyout paid by the donors, $4 million. Rob Akey takes over in the interim. I haven't looked at the schedule, but is this going to be a winless season for Oregon State? Because I can't imagine a lot of guys stick around, and I don't know.
Does anybody care anymore? Well, like, they're in that program?
I mean, I think you want to save some face, yes.
No, but I mean the players at this point. Sorry. At this point, because I heard all week, like, guys, the firing of the special teams coach, it really lit a fire under some of those players. It's turning it around. There was a lot of effort in practice this week. And no, it looked like they effing quit.
Yeah, I think it's weird. You know, when you see UCLA fire their coach and then all of a sudden get better.
Yeah.
I find that odd. It's like, was Deshaun Foster that bad?
I mean, remember his presser at Big Ten Media
Day? He must have been.
Yes, and everyone's like, oh no, he's just a bad public speaker. It's like, you know, Rob, I have a problem with that because a head coach, especially of a college football program, it's a little different than the NFL, but more similar now in the way of the NIL world. A head coach is a CEO, right? You are the, you know, you're the vibe. You are trying to set the tone from the top down. And, you know, you're not necessarily a part of everything, but you've got your hands in everything. So it just makes me wonder, like, what? If one part of your, you know, talent or skill level for that job is short, what else are you inadequate at? And when you are that bad, Rob, it's like, if I came on here and I was trying to apply for this job, it's like, you know, guys, I can cut audio for you. I can give you guys headlines for stories, but I'm really bad at sports updates, okay? Like, I just, every time I go out there, I can't do it. You would not give me the job. But that is what happened with UCLA and Deshaun Foster. So to answer your question, yes, I think he was that bad from the start.
They went cheap. And that's what you get when you go cheap.
Damn right.
And so it's interesting to me that UCLA, it's like, it's hard to predict what happens in the transfer portal era, in NIL era, what happens with the team when they fire their coach. Like, Oklahoma State has gone in the toilet. They were already in the toilet, but they have remained in the toilet, right? There was no spark there once Gundy got fired. UCLA, there was a spark. All of a sudden, they've won two in a row. And this is true. They control their own destiny in the Big Ten. UCLA does.
That's crazy.
Think about that. But then you look at Penn State and go, well, is Penn State going to rally now that James Franklin is gone? Like, they have some good coach. They have two really good coordinators.
Yeah.
Now they're going to a backup quarterback, which oftentimes can be better because, you know, I mean, you don't – like, Bo Prabula, their backup last year, he was really good. He's at Missouri.
Yep, but he's looking great.
But maybe this backup that Drew Aller had was – you know, maybe he's just been biding his time and he's actually going to be really good and they're going to open up the offense. And, you know, I don't know. It's so hard to predict how these teams will respond. And with Oregon State, I don't know. Listen, the whispers have been that has been a mess for much longer than maybe some fans realize.
Oh, okay. Like from the start of the hire for Trent
Bryan.
Yeah,
like there were cracks in that. Last year we were talking to people about cracks in that thing.
We heard he couldn't even organize a practice, Rob. Yeah. From like this is sources close to the program. I'm not sure this was ever public, but it's like he literally was having trouble getting players from station to station.
Bad hire. Didn't work. Guys quit. And now he's fired. Will they rally? I don't know. I don't know what will happen. Here's the guy that I think is interesting. And I don't know if you can get him. I don't know who the hell Oregon State can go get. Okay, I really don't. I think they are in a strange sitch at this stage of the game. I don't know who would take that job.
Yeah.
But this guy is in their league, or they're soon to be the new, like, Pac-12. It's the Mountain West, but the new Pac-12, which starts next year. And that's Utah State's Bronco Mendenhall. Could they go get Bronco Mendenhall? I think what Oregon State needs is a stabilizing force. And I think that guy is a proven coach. He has coached at Oregon State before. He was a GA there. He was a position coach in the 90s there. Now, I know he's Mormon, and so maybe the Utah thing is better for him. Maybe the Utah State job is better than the Oregon State job. I don't know. But he's out there. I've always really kind of admired him and the job that he does from afar. Maybe he's a guy that Oregon State should target.
And they were looking at him before they hired Trent Bray last time. And actually, I was in.
They
were talking. Yeah. I think he was one of the top candidates other than Bray, and I was in on him the whole time. It's like, let's get somebody that has Power 4 experience, somebody in here that like knows what it takes to build a program from the ground up.
Yeah, other names that they're throwing out there are Ryan Grubb, the Washington fumbled again. Oh, they got it back, though. I may or may not have money on that game.
Let's go, baby.
Ryan Grubb, Alabama offensive coordinator, who's with DeBoer.
Would he take that, though?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he would.
I don't know. He's never been a head coach.
Ask me, if I'm a betting man, which I am, I'd say minus 10,000, no, he will not.
Well, you could go the Utah State Gary Anderson route again and go after, I think it was Matt Wells. Wasn't Matt Wells at Utah State? He's sitting out there.
Okay.
He did a pretty good job for a while. I think he got the Texas Tech job maybe and flamed out, but I'd have to go back and look at his history. But he's coached at Utah State. He's a name that's popped up. Also, Paul Christ is still out there. You remember he coached he's an Oregon State guy, coached at Wisconsin. And, you know, ever since he got fired from Wisconsin, I've lost. I don't know where he is.
I throw a name out that intrigues me the most out of what I've seen? Nick Rolovich, because out of all the guys that we're seeing outside of maybe a couple of former players, which I'll let you get to them, it's like, no, let's not go that route, regardless of how much coaching experience they have. A guy like Rolovich, who's what? He's like an offensive like assistant or like an analyst right now for Cal. He's hungry to get back into the game. The whole, you know, the way that he lost his job with Washington State with the whole lawsuit, you know, not taking the COVID vaccine. Like, I just feel like he's got experience at really good programs. Yeah. Hawaii, Washington State. He's an offensive innovator, which is something that Oregon State desperately needs.
Yeah, it's an interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting name because you are going to have to find a guy who, like, if you. I think sometimes at a job like Oregon State, you're just going to have to find a guy with some warts.
But foaming at the mouth to come coach again, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't. Do you know Nick Rolovich?
No, but anybody.
Maybe he loves Cal. Maybe he's turned into a hippie. Maybe he's getting all the boosters down there at Berkeley.
You bringing me my weed? I'm all good. I'm all good down here.
You know?
You might be right, but most college head football coaches are competitors, and you just think that, you know what? The way that he lost his job, he is raring to get back into it if he can. Right. So,
Listen, we're all spitballing. We're just throwing out names. I don't know. Bronco Mendenhall seems interesting. I think they need to stabilize things at Oregon State, and he could do that. Schultze throwing out Rolovich. Who knows? But at least they fired Trent Bray. That's a good start, and I think the next guy to go should be their AD, Scott Barnes. Okay, coming up next, we'll read some texts. We'll wrap up Oregon, Indiana, and move on to the club. On the Fan. Well, tomorrow we'll get more into what happened in the NFL over the weekend. Seahawks' ninth straight road win. My man Baker putting on a show. We had the first coach fired in the NFL today. Didn't even get to that. So a lot of reasons to tune in tomorrow. We're also going to get to the rest of the college football weekend that happened, which was, we're going to call it the college football Scataboo.
Ooh.
In honor of the CTE gremlin that is... Cam Scataboo. We'll do that tomorrow. Kalen DeBoer had a big win. Sark had a big win. Lincoln Riley had a big win. I mean, there's so much to get to we still haven't. And we have to commemorate that magical Friday night in Seattle. All of that stuff we will do tomorrow. Wrapping up the Oregon-Indiana loss. I do believe, well, I don't know that it was the worst performance of the Lanning era. That second half against Oregon State was pretty rough. But I think that the Indiana loss... certainly feels worse than the Ohio State loss of last year, just because, one, you had the long layoff for Oregon, which was pretty rough, and two, Ohio State was just that much better than you. Even though you'd beaten them once, they were playing their best football. I don't know. That one, I think this one's harder to stomach because I feel like Oregon should beat Indiana at home. They were favored to do so. They didn't do it. They got out-coached and outplayed. That Indiana team's awesome, but you should probably win that game. And so it's kind of frustrating that, you know, just kind of the way it went down, it's pretty humbling, I think, for Oregon fan today. But you're going to get those. Other teams have high-paid coaches and good players, too. They're also trying to beat you. I think Indiana, I will say, even though Oregon was off a bye too, I think Indiana is tough to play when they're off a bye because of how intricate their stuff is defensively. Thought they had Dante Moore completely rattled. He was seeing things that weren't there. That's what Indiana does. We knew that. We talked to Lanning about that last week. Suki been talking about it all week last week, and that's what ended up happening. There's no shame in it. Indiana's done it to a lot of people. They did it a lot worse to Illinois, who was also a top 10 team. They lost by 53. Oregon... tough game. They, you know, it was 20-20 with 10 minutes left in that game. It was very close. You lost the turnover battle. You missed the field goal. You lost some one-on-one battles. Maybe you didn't think you would lose. Indiana looked really good. You got to tip your cap and you got to move on. I don't think any larger conclusions about Will Stein or the offense or anything need to be drawn. It's get your ass back up and head out to what, New Jersey next week? Or this week, I mean?
Yep.
They go all the way out to New Jersey to play Rutgers. This is going to be a really interesting one. Look, Rutgers just lost to Washington by a lot up in Seattle, although they were up 10-0. They ended up losing, like, I didn't see the final score. I think it was like 38-17 or something. Rutgers is not very good, but, you know, Greg Schiano's there. They're, you know, it's going to be a big game for them with Oregon coming to town. And, you know, this is a great test. This is... And I don't mean tests necessarily of just, you know, the matchup against Rutgers. You should beat Rutgers handily. You're favored to do so handily. I think the spread's 17. Oregon is better than Rutgers and should win handily. But I think it's a great test in terms of regrouping after a really tough loss and a really tough home loss that maybe has you rattled a little bit. So that's, you know, it's something we haven't really seen Oregon have to do much, right? Like, I'm trying to think of when the last time... Well, that's the first time they've lost in the Big Ten in the regular season.
Yep.
When's the last time you were really curious to see how Oregon bounced back?
Well, wasn't that Washington game the middle of the season that they had lost? I think
the first one?
Yeah, the first one was...
Was it?
Well, because they didn't play... Washington is now the end-of-season opponent, so I think that was a middle... When they were in the Pac-12 still, yeah, I think that was the first time, like, Lanning's first or second season.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and look at how they bounce back from their losses. There's only a handful of losses, right?
There's not many, yeah. I mean, he had an 18-game home winning streak to this point, so the last loss at home was, what, in year two?
You know what? Let's do this. Let's go on this journey together. We don't have much to look at here, seeing as how he's only been there 3 years. 2022, the Washington loss. So they got bludgeoned by Georgia right out of the gate.
Which that's like LSU before. That's like Auburn early, you know, in the 2010s. Yeah, that's happened.
But it was alarming when it happened.
It is. They looked awful in that game.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Then they beat Eastern Washington the next week 70-14.
Yep.
Okay. And yeah. Then they beat number 12 BYU 41-20. So they bounced back well. Mm-hmm. Okay. The first loss to Washington was November 12th, so it was later in the season.
Yeah.
They bounced back the next week. They hosted Utah, number 10 Utah, and beat them 20-17. But the next week after that, they blew the second half lead to Oregon State. They won that bowl game over North Carolina that year.
So okay. Maybe it is that Civil War would be. No, because that's not a bounce back. That's the end of the year. So, no. Yeah.
And then the Washington loss. Okay, I think the one you're thinking of was the Washington loss in October.
Yes.
The next year.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
They came back and beat Washington State by 14 the next week at home. And then they lost to Washington in the Big Ten championship game.
Yes.
And that knocked it. They went into. They beat Liberty in the bowl game. But,
yeah, the Liberty-Biberty bowl game.
And then last year, they didn't lose until the Ohio State game. And, of course, they rebounded from that. With a 59-13 win over Montana State in week one this week, right. Or this year. So, you know, Rutgers, Wisconsin.
It's a get-right game, baby.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, that's right. Listen, how many times have we talked about a team losing the same game twice? Penn State just lost the same game three times in a row. Yeah. And they fired their coach. And I'm not saying that's what happens with Oregon. But, you know, you can lose a game twice. And Oregon, this is a good test for the staff to go to New Jersey and make sure that that doesn't happen over an inferior opponent. And then if they do that, look, if they bounce back and beat the crap out of Rutgers, you know, Wisconsin comes in here, they're rudderless, they're terrible, they just got shut up by Iowa. You are going to forget about Indiana, and in 3 weeks you go to Iowa for a fun game. It's all still in front of Oregon in the Big Ten. They just, they certainly got to hope for... Well, you got to hope for Indiana or Ohio State to drop one at some point. I'm looking at Indiana's schedule here. As good as that team looks, and they don't play Ohio State, where do they lose?
Yeah, they've got a pretty, I wouldn't say like easy, but a decent ride.
Well, their two toughest games they've already won, Illinois and Oregon.
Yep.
They play Michigan State, UCLA at home, at Maryland, at Penn State, home to Wisconsin, and at Purdue. They might go undefeated, man.
Oh, I might is a. I think that's an understatement, sir.
How do you go better than undefeated?
Well, no, I'm just saying you're saying they still might lose a game. I'm saying they will not. I think it's guaranteed.
No, I just said they might go undefeated. I think.
I'm saying they will.
In the Big Ten, the Ohio State Indiana collision course is pretty juicy.
Yeah,
but a lot of strange things can happen. So let's let it play out. Okay, thank you for all your ears, and your texts and your thoughts. I'm sorry I screamed at you today, Duck fans, but some of you, not all of you, some of you are absurd.
I've seen Duck fans fighting outside of Autzen. Some Duck fans need to be screamed at, okay?
Well, some fans of every fan base need to be screamed at.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Oh, damn right.
But, I tell you, it's amazing how one loss, the guy has not lost in the Big Ten. One time they lose to a really good top 10 team, and all of a sudden, there's all this stuff out there about, the coach, Lanning sucks, fire stunt, you know, dude.
Yeah, the fire signs.
These guys are
stuff.
Idiots.
Like, my God.
All right, let's get to the club. I have, now, Schultze, you'll like this.
Okay.
I have some pizza news
Ooh.
For you guys out there.
Love pizza.
In Radio Land. We have a rest in peace, an under-the-radar rest in peace from the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same one?
I think so.
Okay. And you know your old win. All of that coming up Club next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.